Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Positive Radio. It's Charmaine Hammond, and of course, I've got Toby, the Chesapeake Bay Retriever, by my side participating in the show today. He's pretty quiet. He's been playing lots, and he's tuckered out. Today, we're talking about moving and how to make this a memorable, in a good way, a memorable experience for you, your family, and your pets. We've recently just gone through this. We've moved from Alberta, Canada, to British Columbia, Canada, which isn't really that far of a move mileage-wise. It's about a 15-hour drive. But nonetheless, whenever you move, there's so much change, so much unpredictability, and lots of things that we're not able to communicate to our animals. So let me share with you the good, the bad, the ugly of moving with your pets and some of the great advice we've received from other pet families. How many of you listening have had to go through a move or two or three and have struggled with that whole concept of how do you make this a safe and non-stress experience for your pets? I imagine loads of you are actually nodding your head right now. Well, that was one of the things that we thought of when we were moving. We wanted to make sure that this did not cause a lot of anxiety. We had just gotten back before our move from our Paw the Crop Canada tour. So we were on the road for 42 days with Toby, which was absolutely incredible. You can listen to some of the previous shows where I talk about all the adventures we participated in. So he's a great traveler. As long as he's with us, as long as he's got some squeaky toys in the back seat, he's okay. But it's the whole process of the house being emptied, lots of hustle and bustle, things that the animal is used to disappearing from the home. So here's some things that Chris and I put into practice for this particular move, and we'll talk about some things that I would do differently next time. Number one is we planned the move. This was a really quick move for us, but we planned the move and went through the moving process in a pretty systematic way. I know when you move, it never feels organized, but this was as organized, I think, as it could have been. One of the other things that we found really helpful was to involve Toby. So you might be wondering, how do you involve a dog in a move? Well, what we did is when we were moving boxes, say, from the inside of the house to the outside, we would bring Toby out, give him a toy, so he wasn't just watching everything happen. I think there's a tendency for some of us to put our pet in a certain room, and then they're wondering what's going on. They're hearing the noises. They're sometimes picking up on the stress from the human folks because you and I know it's stressful when we move, and they don't really see what's happening. So we found as soon as we got Toby outside and he could see what was happening, his stress level went way down. He just frolicked about the backyard with his toy. Now, one of the other things that we found was very, very helpful was that as the house was becoming emptier and emptier, all the boxes being moved into the garage and into the utility trailer, you could see Toby have a couple of mini meltdowns. He's wondering what's going on, I'm sure. He kept searching all the time for his toys, making sure that all of them were accounted for. But one of the things we made sure we did is every day we'd go outside for a short period of time, make sure that Toby couldn't see us, and then we would return. That way, Toby was seeing that we go away and we come back. He wasn't being left. And there was one particular day I actually was packing the vehicle, and there he was laying in front of the utility trailer. He would not move, not even to come and play fetch. Now, that's pretty unusual for this dog. He sees a toy, a ball, a Kong, anything that he can chase after, and he is good to go. He wants to play. But this time he was not moving. And he, in fact, he wouldn't make eye contact with me. So I know he had a little bit of stress. And we just let him be. We just let him lay in front of the door of the utility trailer. And then once he was ready, he got his toy and he came about. So we practiced that process of coming and going, seeing that we return. His stress level went down. And, of course, the more that we maintained his routines, we had a routine of going out for coffee on the deck and just watching the sunrise and just starting the day off outside. And that was always our routine while we lived there. And we made sure, no matter how eager we were to get at the packing and moving routine, that we still kept that routine. Even though it was a little shorter of a cup of coffee, we had lots to do. I think it helped Toby. I think he saw that there were some things that in a midst of chaos and movement, some things just weren't changing. They were still the same. And so we made sure all of his similar toys were there. Some people, when they move, they pack all the toys except the pet's favorite toy. And we decided to just leave his toys out. And we also have a knapsack for him from Outward Hound. This was provided to us by Petland Canada, one of our partners on the Paws Across Canada tour. So we would just go through the process of packing his toys in his little knapsack, his backpack, and then he would pull them out. And we'd pack them in and he'd pull them out. And the process of that was just getting him used to seeing his toys being packed away. And we did make sure that when we were physically moving via the vehicle, that we actually put some of his favorite toys in the truck with him. One of the other things that we made sure is that we still built in playtime. Now, hindsight looking back, I think this was a great strategy, more so for us than Toby. Moving is stressful. Oh, my goodness, it's physically tiring. These are long days. And what we decided is that playing with Toby gave us a break. So it was a win-win for all of us. One of the other elements that was important is that we really had to check in with ourselves and monitor our own stress and frustration. Sometimes things don't go according to plan. You've experienced that in moving or in life in general. Things just fall off the tracks. Sure that we were really checking in with ourselves to monitor our own stress and our frustration level and took care of that immediately in a healthy way. And I think looking back now, that was also helpful for Toby because there was not a lot of drama, emotional drama attached with this move. In fact, there was pretty much none. And I would definitely recommend that for a move, and I would certainly make sure we do that in future. In fact, it's a great strategy just for managing life, to check in, monitor your stress, and get rid of some of that drama. The other element is that there's a need for adjustment time. Moving is emotional. We had been at this place, our home on the lake, for 20 years. So we were not only saying goodbye to our home, but, of course, to our community and to some incredibly wonderful neighbors and friends. So it was emotional. As excited as we are and were for the new move, there was still that sadness, that grieving process. So we know that for us as humans, we've got to allow ourselves some adjustment time. And, you know, I think the same thing applies for animals. Those were some of the learnings that we found. And of course, en route, once we were actually driving to British Columbia, we made sure that we stopped regularly. So every couple of hours, stopping for a water break, a stretch break, and letting Toby have some fun. And there was one day we were traveling through the mountains, and there was a beautiful creek alongside the road. You had to go down a little path, and there was a creek, and it wasn't very deep, not even up to our knees. But Toby just wanted to swim. So rather than press on and rush to get to where we were going to go, we just spent half an hour there and enjoyed the scenery, enjoyed watching him swim, and then got back in the vehicle and continued on. These are the learnings, I think, that we can apply in the workplace. As a professional speaker and facilitator who works with building healthy teams and organizations, I know that a lot of my corporate clients go through extensive change. In fact, one of my corporate clients said, Charmaine, the one thing we can always count on, this particular person worked for government. And he said, Charmaine, we can always count on change as long as you count on that happening. It's not such a surprise when the change really occurs. So let's take these lessons from moving across the provinces with Toby and applying them into our personal life and our work world. So again, when we plan for change in our work world and in our personal life, we've got to have a plan, a bit of a strategy. We've got to have a process, set some timelines. Otherwise, the move is upon us, and we haven't even gotten ready for the move. It's important to communicate. And with a lot of companies that I facilitate change management processes for, there's a real tendency not to communicate news. And what I found is that when people don't have an answer, they make it up. And often, in fact, maybe in most cases, that answer is not accurate. And it leads to rumors, unnecessary worry, a lot of drama. So just make sure that you're communicating regularly in a cascading way. And what I mean by cascading is that you might communicate your messages through a staff meeting and perhaps in one-to-one conversations. Then you might meet with people again as a group. You might send an email to update people. You might have an all-staff bulletin that comes out. But what happens is people are not missing the message when they were on days off, and they're not missing the message because of stress and being preoccupied. So having a plan, communicating, making sure things are organized, and finding a way for your team to be involved. Instead of having the change happen to them, have the change happen with them. That inclusiveness, engagement, participation is so important in terms of how people respond and cope with change. Of course, have your routines, just like we kept the morning coffee routine with Toby on the deck. Make sure that you find ways to keep the routines in your personal life and, of course, in the workplace. And one of the other things is let people know what is not changing. Many years ago, I used to do mediation with families, and some of the families were going through change, even separation and divorce. And one of the things I would work with the parents to communicate to their children around was letting them know what is not changing. Because in change, we typically focus on everything that will be different, everything that we're losing, everything that we're grieving. And instead, if we focus on everything that will be the same, it minimizes the grieving process somewhat. It minimizes certainly the stress related to the change. So there you go. Again, lessons inspired by a dog that we can use in our personal life and in our business life, our business world. We're going to be heading out on Paw the Cross Canada tour number 2, heading out to Saskatchewan and Manitoba in October 2014. So if you're listening and you're from one of those two provinces, we would love to hear from you. Visit us on Facebook, The Original Team Toby, or on our webpage, theoriginalteamtoby.com. Or you know what? Pop on over and tweet us. Toby will bark back. And our Twitter handle is Team Toby. That's TEAMTOBY and the number 2 on Twitter. Until next time, let's be kind to one another.